Today is Gimel Shvat. Gimel Shvat is the yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Years ago in the yeshiva, it was like a yontif. Rav Soloveitchik used to give a shir every year for many, many years on his father's yahrzeit. He used to give a shir the night of the yahrzeit, Gimel Shvat, for 4 hours. First 2 hours would be halacha, and the next 2 hours would be hadrosha, hagada, hashkafa, based on the halacha. And people would come in, hundreds of people would come from all over the New York area, from Muncie, from Brooklyn, from out of town. People were flying from out of town to hear the yahrzeit drasha. Just to cover the occasion, maybe I'll say over one Dvar HaLacha from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik on today's Sedra. Parshas Bo, you have the dinim of Korban Pesach. So one of the dinim is that Kol Benecha Lo Yechal Boy. That in Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara, Benecha means a Jew who's a Mumal Avodah Zarah, who worships Avodah Zarah. We were talking yesterday about what's the din if a person worshipped Avodah Zarah, then he's chayzer b'tshuva. So Tosis in Psachim Daf Chav Ches and Beis assumes once the chayzer b'tshuva is not a mumer anymore, so of course he can eat Korban Pesach. And the Meiri on that daf on Chav Ches and Beis quotes the Chachma Hador Shalafaneinu that even after he's chayzer b'tshuva also can eat Korban Pesach. That's quite a chiddush. So the Chafetz Chaim has wrote an imitation riff on the Mesichtes, but we have no riff. The Rif only wrote on the Mesichtes that in the Ge'er Halacha Lamaisa, never wrote on Kotchen. So the Chafetz Chaim said there's a Rif on Psochim, on the beginning of Psochim and the end of Psochim. The middle of Psochim is all Kotchen. So we don't have any Rif. We don't have any Rif on Zvochim and Menachas. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote, the Rif is called Halachas, Hilchas Harav Alphas. Halachas, so the Chafetz Chaim wrote, Likuti Halachas. No one should think that is the real, really the Rif. So he calls it Likutei Halachas, and he has every so often he has his chidushim on the bottom of the page that's called Zevach Toido. So on that din that a Jew mission is not a mice of love Shabashamayim, the Jew worshipped Avodah Zarah is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So the Chavetz Chaim has a suggestion, a chidush, that just like we have a din of Chul and Daf Hei that Mumen L'chal Shabbos B'Faheser Dina Ka'ovid Avodah Zarah. Why is that? Because Rashi explains on Chul and Daf Hei that one who observes Shabbos is made, he testifies that he believes in the story of Bria's Olam, story of creation. One who doesn't observe Shabbos is not made, sort of as if he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So that's a Dina Ka'akum. One who doesn't believe in the story of creation is an Apikar, is Dina Ka'akum. One who doesn't believe in Ikari Hu Amunah is a Dina Ka'akum. So the Chavetz Chaim has such a suggestion that a Mumel Chal Shabbos Beferhesia, just like his Dina Ka'akum, is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach either. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that was very questionable. If you're talking about Mumris, or the Mumr, Dina Ka'akum, so then you're right, that the Mechal Shabbos Befehesia is Dina Ka'akum, as far as Mumris Agavra is concerned, Shechitos and Nevela, and other Dinim, can't write a Sefer Torah, because Dina Ka'akum can't write Oisius in the Sefer Torah. But over here, by Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that Kalim, in the Beis HaMikdash that were used for Avodah Zarah purposes also may not be used any longer for the Beis HaMikdash. You can't say the Kelim are Mumrim. The one who used the Kelim to worship Avodah Zarah, he's a Mumr, but the Kelim are not a Mumr. So why Kelim Shenishtamshu Bahem in the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes, why can't they be used again Lagavoya? So the answer is it's most Lagavoya. You can't say it's Mumr, most. So that's why Moshe Soloveitchik said maybe most Lagavoya only applies to Avodah Zarah. How do you know that it even applies to Mumel Chal Shabbos? Take, for example, according to the Shita that the Meiri quoted, that we just spoke about, that even after the person is Chayzer B'Tshuva, he also can never eat Korban Pesach for the rest of his life. He's not a Mumer at all. He's not a Mumer at all. So it has nothing to do with Mumeris. It's a word that it's one who worships Avodah Zarah. It's Mos Lagavoya. Mos, he can't participate in Korban Pesach. So how do you know that that carries over Mechal Shabbos B'Fesh? Dinakach means in the Mumeris Agavra. It doesn't necessarily apply to say that one is Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesi is also so Mo'os Lagavoya. The same thing is questionable in the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. The din is that Kohenim who worshipped Avodah Zarah, it's a Mishnah in the end of Menachas, I think. Kohenim Shishimshu B'Beis Chonyo Lo Yishamshu B'Amigdosh. Beis Chonyo was a temple in Alexandria. And the Gemara is not sure whether Beis Chonyo was erected Lashamayim. It was in competition with the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, but they brought Karbonos Lashamayim, while Beis Chanya was Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is not sure. So the Mishnah says, Kohanim Shishimshu, the Beis Chanya Kohanim, who were bringing Korbanos in Beis Chanya, are not allowed to act in the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, the Mishnah assumes that Beis Chanya is only Shchut Techutz, it's Lashamayim. And then the Mishnah says in Kal V'chaymer, if the Kohanim worship Avodah Zarah, that they're never allowed to, even if they're Chayzeh B'tshuva Al Pi Pashtus, they're never allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So duchening is in a certain sense, the Gemara says that duchening is also considered a form of avodah. Even though we duchen all over the world, we don't only duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara says duchening is considered a form of avodah. The Gemara says not all the dinim of avodah apply. A balmum is not permitted to be makriv karbonis. He came to avodah, but a balmum may duchen. There's a din with the rabbanon. A balmum has mum upon of yad of a ragla, may draw attention. Shouldn't duchen mid the rabbanon, that's a Mishnah Megillah, because the people may stare at his hands. And you're not allowed to look at the hands of the Kohen. But Minatara Balmum is okay. So the Gemara says it's a din like Avodah Sakarbanis, but doesn't have all the din. Doesn't carry over all the din. So that's so the Gemara has this din that a Kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah is not allowed to duchen, is not allowed to be Makar Karbanis. So the Mishnah Brura why writes, just like Machal Shabbos Beferhesia, is Dina Ka'akum, Dina Ka'ibir Abadizor, so Machal Shabbat Feresia, also not allowed to duchen. So that's Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Also has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. A few recent Gedolim questioned this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah has this original chiddush that just like Machal Shabbat Feresia, Dina Ka'ibir Abadizor, and Kohen Shabbat Abadizor, not allowed to duchen. Machal Shabbos Fest, not a lot of duchen either. So it's also questionable. Maybe it's only Ovid Avod Azar because it's Moos Lagavoy. How do you know that it even applies to Mumris? Okay, that's a question. Rav Soloveitchik learned everything that he had from his father. So he considered his father a very outstanding Tamacha, putting it mildly. Okay. We really ought to. One of the Talmidim who learns in Yeshiva is having heart surgery now. So we should really. The learning should be a schus for him. Yehuda Arya ben Yitta. The surgery should be successful. Yeah, where do we leave off? Yesterday we were discussing. We started the topic of Ha'anoke. We were speaking about Ovid Ivri, Ovid is Haben, and Ovid is Habas. So we said over in the Minchas Chinuch, he has a lot, that there are two dinim. There's one din of Yerusha and one din of Kom Tachtov. So this is not really a din of Yerusha, a special dinim of Kom Tachtov. So I saw the Minchas Chinuch himself has this Shaila. If a man dies, the Odon dies, and he has two children, he has two sons, Ovid is Haben, and one son is a b'chor, one son is not a b'chor. So if he dies and he leaves an eved k'nayni, so that's his nachalta moslem of nechem, that's mamish nachla, that's Yerusha. When you own an eved k'nayni, you shore b'chamorah. So just like the b'chor gets pishnayim in the shore b'chamorah, so the b'chor clearly gets pishnayim in the eved k'nayni. Does the b'chor, is the b'chor entitled to pishnayim in an eved ivri? So he raises the question, he's mesupik, he thinks that maybe not. And he refers, I forgot, the whole everything I said yesterday was all from the Minchas Chinuch. I forgot. So the Minchas Chinuch has that too. He refers it to the Gemara in Nozer Daf Lamed, Omer Aleph, Omer Beis, Habei Megalech, on the Zir Sovi, but that's also a din of Kom Tachtov. It's not really a din of Yerusha, it's a din of Kom Tachtov. And there the Gemara is not so sure whether the Bechor is entitled to Pishnayim. If the father set aside a lot of Karbanis, and he has two sons who are both Nazirim, and one is a Bechor and one is not, so the Gemara is Mesupik, whether you say the din, that a Bechor is entitled to Pishnayim. Maybe Pishnayim is only a din, a detail in Hilchas Yerushas and Hilchas Nachlas. But in Kom Tachtov, maybe the Bechor is the same kind of Kom Tachtov as the other one. And maybe the Gemara is Mesupik, maybe you don't even divide 50-50. Let's say the two sons are Nazirim, maybe you don't divide 50-50. Maybe Kol HaKaidim Zacha, whoever, let's say, the Zman of the Nziris of one is up before the Zman of the Nziris of the other. So maybe Kol HaKadim Zoch, maybe he, whoever finishes the Nziris first, takes all the Karbonis. And he has it right about 30 years ago, There was a Chassidish Rebbe here from Europe. He lived in America, and he passed away, and he had purchased two plots in Eretz Yisrael, Har Menuchas, I guess, to be buried. So he was buried in one, and his wife wasn't going to be buried there. That's Chalkas HaRabbanim. And he had three sons. So one son was much younger than the oldest son had smicha from YU, and he was in business. He wasn't in the rabbinate. And the middle son took over the father's rabbistva. So he's now known as the Chassidish Rebbe X. Even though he was born in America, he wasn't born in Poland. So he's now known as he took over the father's rabbistva. And the younger son is in business. He's not in the running. So the oldest son who has smicha, who was in business though, in nursing homes, he was in nursing homes, I think. So he said he wants the schus to be buried next to the father because he's the pchor. And the middle son that said, no, but I'm the Rebbe. So that's his chalkas rabbanim. The older son said, I have smicha from YU, also a rabbi. But he's not a chassidish Rebbe. So the oldest son wanted to go, I think, to the RCA Bezin. And the middle son, who's the Rebbe, was afraid they won't favor him, so he wanted to go to Aguda rabbanim. He's connected with the Aguda. And the older son didn't want to go to the Aguda, so they both agreed to go to Rav Soloveitchik. Whatever he paskins, they'll accept. So he went to Rav Soloveitchik. They asked him, who has this chus to be buried next to the father? So he said that traditionally in Europe, the psak hamakubal used to be kol hakodim zocha. Whoever drops dead first has the right to be buried next to the father. That's based on that Gemara and Nozer, daf lamed on the base. That it's not a din of Yerusha, it's not a shayla of Yerusha, it's a din of kom tachta. Who has this chus to be buried next to the father? So he says the traditional psak always used to be kol hakodim zocha. So what happened was the older brother realized that it's not right. He was in business, he was in nursing homes. So he gave the right to his younger, the middle brother, who was the Rebbe. And he bought himself a different plot in Beit Shemesh, where all the YU people have a cemetery. And he died first time. He died and the middle brother still alive. So that was the end of the story. Yeah. So that was based on this Gemara and Nazir. And the Flaman on the base. The Swara, the Gemara says to say, Kol HaKadim Zocha, Benegat, which child ends his Naziris first. Whoever ends the Naziris first, maybe he has the right. Yeah, what else did we talk about? Yeah. We had a very surprising Gemara in Tezvava Med Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Dvorim chapter Tezvav about Eved Ivri. What's the context over there? It's talking about Hanukkah. That's a din of Hanukkah Tanikloi. It says you should give Hanukkah Kimishnes Chasach Eravotcho because he worked twice as hard as any other poil. What in Mishnes Chasach a double? So there's a Taisvis, there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that the normal worker works. I think we spoke about it when we learned Tezvav Menal. The normal contract used to be for 3 years. That he's not allowed to sign a contract for more than 3 years. Some Rishonim say like that. The halacha says, "Kili ben Yisrael avadim lo avadim lo avadim." You're not allowed to sell yourself as an eved ivri. And that's the mamish. You went broke and you have no bread. But it's not right. But you don't have to be self-employed. You can always work for someone else. So why isn't whenever a person accepts a job to work for someone else, why isn't that a violation of Kili ben Yisrael avadim lo avadim lo avadim? So the Gemara. First paragraph in Bava Metzia asked the question. Gemara says the reason why it's not a violation is because poel chozer b'afilu b'emtzayom, because the poel has a right to quit in the middle. If you sell yourself as an eved ivri for however long, you can't quit in the middle. Yeah, you're stuck. So that's an avdus. But since a poel chozer b'afilu b'emtzayom, so that's not a violation. So somehow the Tosis ignores that. Gemara the Vilna Gaon says everything Tosis says is all wrong. Against the Gemara. The Gemara asked that question. Why doesn't everybody have to be self-employed? Gemara says it's not a violation of avadim la'avadim if you take a job by someone else because of pol chozer b'afilu b'emtzayom. That's the answer the Gemara gives. So Tosis gives a different answer. So Tosis says because normal was that in the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, they quoted Gemara in the end of Masechus Shabbos, that a person would agree to work for 3 years, a three-year contract. So there's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, you're never allowed to sign a contract for more than 3 years. Where do you get this idea? Where does Ein Chumash, the three-year contract? Because an Eved Ivri works for Sheish, Ravotcha, Sheishanim, and says, Kemishnes Chasoche Ravotcha, work twice as long as a poel. Poel works for 3 years, and he worked for 6 years. So that's one opinion in Tosfos, and one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Never, when you sign a contract, you're not allowed to sign a contract for more than 3 years. So there used to be some rabbanim would sign only a 3-year contract. They would never sign more than 3 years. Then the Gemara here says, what does it mean, Mishnah Svasacher Avotcha? The Gemara on Tezvav and Manam says, well, it doesn't say 3 times 2 is 6. That Avotcha Sheishanim is twice 3 years. Gemara says, Mishnah Svasacher Kazavid Bayomu Balailo. Mikan She Rabba Mosa Lo Shivcha Kam. What do you mean, Avid Bayomu Balailo? The Avid Ivri works 24 hours a day. He doesn't go to sleep at night. How can it be? He's going to drop dead. How can he work Bayomu Balailo? Gemara says, no, Rabba Mosa Lo Shivcha Kam. That's the mocker for the din. What do you need a mocker for the din? It's a pasuk in Chumash. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says beferish that you're given a. The Gemara says, no, it tells me, I have it written twice in the Chumash, you can even give Bal Korcha. So that's what the Gemara interprets. What does it say? Kimishnah Sasacher Avotcha, twice as hard as anybody else. Zavid Bayama Balayla, the Rabbi Mosel al Shiv Chaknainis. So the Mishlam Melech quotes the Maharit. Maharit has Sefer on Kiddushin. It's out of style. People today don't read the Maharit anymore. I don't think this part didn't read the Maharit either. Ashkenaz Moshe don't read the Maharit. So the Maharit has the suggestion, and the Mishlam Melech quotes, that the Pasuk says you have to Hanik Tanik Lam Sanuch HaMegarni Mechein Kvecha. Why? Ki Mishnah is Chasoche Rabotcha. If Rabbo Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis, then you Mechuyif to give Hanukkah. If Rabbi was not Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis, so the Eved didn't work 24 hours a day, then you don't have to give him Hanukkah. How can that be? You give Hanukkah to Amo Hevriya. The Rabbi was Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis. How can you say like that? I don't know. But that's what the Pasuk reads. That Hanatan Lo because Gemishna Sasach Ravotcha, because he worked by Yom Balailo. So, I don't know. Problem. Mishlam Melech is not so convinced that the Marit is right, but the Marit claims that that's what it comes out. The way the Gemara interprets the pasuk, Mishnah Chasach Rabotcha, and that's the reason why you have to give Anoke. So it sounds like you only mechuyev to give Anoke if, in the event, the Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis. If Lord Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis, you're not mechuyev Anoke. Now we're learning the sugi of Anoke. Here it doesn't say that. It doesn't say a word about that. Impossible, yeah, he wouldn't get Hanukkah. Or if Ein Lo Isha Banim, if he wasn't married previously, also Ein Rabba Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis, doesn't get Hanukkah. The whole sugi of Hanukkah doesn't say a word. I don't know. So the Chiddush and the Maharit question, whether it's really accurate or not. So yesterday we left off in the middle of this Gemara, in the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Beis. We had Rava and Rabbi Yochanan. Both say the same thing, but based on different psukim. Rava says it's about 20 lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Omer Rava Dvar Torah, Ovi Kachov Miyorish Esavim Shinema V'chishim Kanev Im V'loim Yorshi Kanev. Rabbi Yochanan on the top, on the second line from the top of Yud Zayin Amid Beis, quotes a different pasuk. They both say the same thing. Ovi Kachov is Yorish Esavim. It's not the same Yerusha that we have. Ain't Bein Abbas Yorishin Kachas, and there's no din of Pchor getting Pishnai, but basically, in principle, there's a din of Yerusha. So the Gemara says this din of Yerusha applies when they're all Nachrim. But if someone is Nizgayer, a child is Nizgayer, and so min HaTorah, the child is not Yarshin the father. And it's only Midirabbanan, then a Yarshin. What right do they have to change the dinim? Why doesn't a Yarshin min HaTorah? Because Gershon is got cut in Shinala Domi. So why they change it Midirabbanan? Because we're afraid, Gzeir Hashem Yachzal Suro. He may think, oh, he's going to lose millions of dollars now because he converted and he's not related to his father anymore, so he's not going to get the Yerusha, so he'll convert back again. So the bottom Tosis on Yud Zayin basis, strictly speaking, is not going to help. Even if he converts back to Christianity, he's not going to get the Yerusha. He's Yisrael Muma. Once he's Jewish, he remains Jewish. He's not going to be related to his father again. But he'll mistakenly think that if he converts out of the Jewish religion, he'll get the Yerusha. So they made a takana that he should get the Yerusha. Shalo yachzal l'sura. Fine. So the Gemara proves that it's only midrabbanan disnan, and he quoted the Mishnah. Ger v'avakam shiyoshes avim avakachom. Ger yachalam avakachom. Tul ato avadizkom animos. Tul ato yayin esach. Ani peris. Mishapol l'rushusoy. Then you can't. So the Gemara says, "V'isalka daitach de'araisa." If a ger is yerush the father min haTorah, so what does it help? Kila balushusai nami. What right does he have to make such an arrangement? You take the avodah zarah, and I'll take the perish al heter or the matbeis. He's getting handoff from avodah zarah. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Maybe it's based on brera. Maybe it's based on yesh brera. So Tosfos gives a questionable answer. So the rishonim tainid. There's a beferish gemara in the end of Tmur where the gemara says brera doesn't apply by shnei minim. So the whole kasha is not really a kasha. You can't say brera. So what is pshat in that Mishnah? How does it work? Ger v'ovik kachovim shiyosha saviyem. So the ger says to the brother who's an ovid avodah zarah, tula avodah zarah, tula toyai nesav, ani etal mos, ani etal peris. Why is that mutter? So Rashi and Tosfos on the daf learn that the takana de rabbanon, based on hefke bez nehefke, to change the imams, takana de rabbanon was that the ger yarshins, the father who's still a nochri, who was a dain lenis gair, the only Yarshin's heter, they never made a takana that he should Yarshin avodah zarah, that he should Yarshin yayin nesach. So therefore, you can't say that he's selling his yayin nesach to the brother. In exchange for that, the brother's giving him payus, or the brother's giving him money. There's no minatorah, he doesn't Yarshin anything from the father. Because kekotin shenoladam with the rabbana, he Yarshin's heter, he doesn't Yarshin the other stuff. So he's not making a deal. The other brother's nice to him, he's agreeing to give him money in exchange. Peiris in exchange for the Yai Nesach, in exchange for the Avodah Zarah, but he's not really giving the brother any Avodah Zarah Yai Nesach, because they never made a takana that he should Yarshin. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. The Gil Yimashah, Reb Shlaim Eger has her Oris on Shulchan Aruch printed on the side of the page. So the Gil Yimashah on this din is in Kuf Mem Yoredeh, the second Chelik Hilchos Yai Nesach. It's in Kuf Mem Vav, Siv Dalid. So Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. So the Shach quotes the Rashi and the Tosfos that the Takanas Chachamim, that the Ger Yarshins, the father, the Nochri, was only made, he Yarshins Heter, he doesn't Yarshin his. So Gil Yamashua quotes a Rashi in the end of Chagiga, towards the very end of Chagiga, that the Shat, and he says, the Bartanura Mishnayis Demai, writes the same as Rashi in the end of Chagiga, Daf Chafem and Beis. There's a long Tosfos quotes the Rashi. So Rashi says that that's the Takanas Chachamim over here. We said there's a long run in the Dorim, in the beginning of Perek HaShutfin. How do you pass? Yesh Brera, Ein Brera. So the Ran quotes three opinions. One opinion, Yesh Brera, one opinion, Ein Brera, and the way the accepted opinion is what the Ran comes to the Maskana, you want the end of Beitza, with respect to Dinim Deraisa, Ein Brera, with respect to Dinim Derabbanan, we pass on the Yesh Brera. So since Yerusha Sager is only Mid Derabbanan, so here you say Yesh Brera. So, but even if you say Yesh Brera, that shouldn't solve the problem. See, Tosfos asks over here, maybe the reason, how do you see from the Mishnah that the Ger doesn't Yarshin the father Menatar, maybe he Yarshins Menatar, and the Tan in the Mishnah holds that Yesh Breira, Fila B'dinim Deraisa. How do they get more proof in the Mishnah? So we said, all the Mishnah, the Rashbon, all the Mishnah said, you can't say Yesh Breira B'shnei Minim. That's the Gemara, the end of Tamur. Yesh Breira only applies B'min Echad. The father died, he leaves 100 behemoths that are approximately the same. I'll take 50, you take 50, so then you say Yesh Brera. But if he left Behemoth and he left the Yai Nesach, the Goyish brother will take the Yai Nesach and the Ger brother will take the Behemoth, that's Shnei Minim, you can't apply Yesh Brera. So the Gil Yamashah quotes a Rashi, Sof Chagiga, that's part of the Kula. But the Rabbanon, you say Yesh Brera, I feel it be Shnei Minim. That's Rashi in the Chagiga, the end of Chagiga, towards the very end of Chagiga. And the Bartanura Mishnais learns like that. That why can the Ger, Kodim Shegil Rishusa, Mishabol Rishusa is far found. But Kodim Shegil Rishusa, Ger Yacholom, Lav Gacham, Tula Toa Bodezora, Tula Toa Yai Nesa, because since it's all Yerusha Sager, it's only the Rabbanon, so with the Rabbanon, they say, Yesh Breira, Fila Bishnei Minim. A jump. So that's, the Rashi and Tosfos on the Daf do not learn like that. Rashi and Tosfos not because it's only with the Rabbanon that he Yarshins, based on Hefke Bez Nefke. They only made a takana that he yarshins the heter. They never made a takana he should yarshin the yai nesach or the avodah zarah. So he has no shaychus with that. So when he takes the money of the peris, it's not that he's selling the avodah zarah to the brother. The avodah zarah never belonged to it. What does zarah belong to the father? The father died belongs to the goyish brother. It doesn't belong to the ger at all. It's not based on brera. Yesh brera b'derabbanan. But Rashi and the Bartanura learn not like Not like the Rashi and Taisliya. They say no, that the Yarshin is everything mid the Rabbanon, and you say Yesh Brere mid the Rabbanon. I feel the Bishneimim. It's a very long Gilyan Mashup. So he works a lot with the Gemara. And my bottom line, he just quotes that Rashi and Taisliya don't say the same as they say over here. Yeah. In Yevamos, there's a machlokes. At the end of Perek Haba, Yevimta, the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Pirah v'Rivya. The Mishnah quotes how many children do you have to have in order to fulfill Pirah v'Rivya. So the different opinions. So the Gemara has a machlokes of Yechram Ishlokish. What if a non-Jew had children? He had a son and a daughter, and then he converts. So Rish Lakish, I would have said like Rish Lakish. He says, Gershon is God, cut Janala Dami. You're not related to your children anymore. What if you had children and they died before they got married, before they were able to have their own children? So Mesu, there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. So one opinion there in Haboy Yimimta is that the nature of the mitzvah Piriviria is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Everybody has an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. How can you hasten the coming of Mashiach? The Gemara has a tradition, Ein ben David bo, Melech HaMashiach will come, Ad sheyich l'kom l'sham v'sheba guf. Guf, gimel vav pei, is a chamber in heaven, where all the souls of the Jewish children are there. When all the souls will be born into the world, so then there won't be any more babies. So then we'll start to recycle. That's how the Arizal finishes off the sentence of Gilgal. Because the Gemara says all the souls are going to be used up, so no one's going to have a baby afterwards. The Jews had babies after Mashiach comes, they won't be Jewish. The answer is, we'll recycle. We'll start recycling from the Dora Midbar.
So they believe there's a Gilgal now already?
Yeah, they say there's a Gilgal now also. Okay. So the Gemara has such a tradition. Ein ben David bo, Hashiach l'kol nosham shebaguf. So if a person had children and they passed away, even before they had their own children, so one opinion Gemara is that you yotze piriviri, because but they brought the souls down from heaven, and that chamber goof in heaven is being emptied out, and you're hastening the coming of Mashiach, and that's the essence of the mitzvah. We don't accept that opinion. We paskin that the nature of the mitzvah piriviri is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So let's say a person gives birth to the children, doesn't educate them. So then he's not yet a Piri Rivya. You have to have the children and transmit Torah values to the children. So if they died before they had a chance to have their own children, so you're not furthering, securing that Yiddishkeit should be transmitted to the next generation. So we paskin that if Mesu, Hoyol Abonim, and Mesu, then you're not yet a Piri Rivya. So the Gemara has the Machlokes of Yechem Rish Lakish. Hoyol Abonim, Menachu Yuso, Viniz Gaya. So Rish Lakish says, I would have said like Rish Lakish. Gershon is God, Kotin Shinah L'Domi. He's not related to the children anymore. So it's like Mesu. So he's not Yotze the Mitzvah. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, whenever there's Machlokes of Yechem and Shlokish, Ruba de Ruba, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases, but we paskin like Rabbi Shlokish. That's in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav. We had that in the Tosfos, no? Shekol Kinyana B'Kesef. Where was that Tosfos? Here. The top Tosfos on Yudal and on the base. Quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, no? That there are only three cases where you paskin like Rabbi Shlokish. And this is not one of them. It's about the Torah Moes Koynes, Mashiach Mefereshes Men HaTorah. So Rashi holds that you paskin like Rish Lakish, the Torah Mashiach Mefereshes Men HaTorah. And Tosfos says, no, why should we paskin like Rish Lakish? Rava says in Yibam, Daf Lamed Vav, we only paskin like Rish Lakish in three cases where he disagrees with Rabbi Yechon. So here also we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, Ohayu Labonim and Achiyusim and his Gayer, despite the fact that you say Gershon has Garkat and Shinala Domi, he's still Yotze Pirah v'Rivya. So it's strange. What happened to the rule of Gershon is Garkat and Shinala Domi? It's very unclear. So they say over something, B'Shem Rav Elvala Salavechik, they have it printed in the notes from Rav Elvala, the end of Pchoris. The same Gemara, this Gemara appears in Pchoris also. It appears in the end of Habo Yevimta, but the whole Sugya Pirah v'Rivya, and it appears in the end of Pchoris. So there in the end of Pcharis also, the Gemara talks about Hayil Abonim ben Achayuso v'Nizgayer, and then he has children later, whether the child who's born later gets Pishnayim or not. So what's the issue?
How could the Ger have been Mekayim in the Mitzvah if he was a Goy when he was Mekayim? I mean,
Right.
Or in terms of, let's say, mitzvot tzrichos kavanah.
Right. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that there's such a thing as temporary insanity. A person has itim cholim, itim shaita. Sometimes cholim, healthy, bari. Sometimes shaita. So Gemara says, what if in the middle of Rosh Hashanah he shook the lulav when he was out of his mind? He was crazy, and then he calms down, and he becomes sane on the same day. So Gemara says he has to shake the lulav again, or he has to blow shofar again. He's not yotze. If he was a person who was b'kayim a mitzvah, when he was a shaita, so he's not yotze, he has to do it again. So that's what the Shagas Aryeh asks on this Gemara. How can the Gemara say that it's yotze piriv rivya b'nochri yuso if he was b'kayim the mitzvah when he wasn't mechuyiv? Kodem matan Torah, the mitzvah pruravu was nemar to noyach, was nemar to noyach to Avram, to Odom Arishan. Kodem matan Torah, the mitzvah piriv rivya applied to all of Yom Soilam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya B'nai Noach, that after Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah changed. It no longer applies to all the Omasar, only applies to B'nai Yisrael. So only the Jews are Mechuyib. So that's a good kasha. What do you mean that we pass like Rabbi Yechon, that is Yotze Piriv Rivya? But he did the whole Maisa Mitzvah, Ben Ochri Yusom. So he wasn't Mechuyib Ben Ochri Yusom. So how can you say that he's Yotze now? So that's how you have to say. Let's say he had the children, then they die. So why do you say he wasn't Yosef, but he did all he's supposed to do? You say, no, he didn't know what he's supposed to do. It's an ongoing mitzvah. It's not that there's a Maisa HaMitzvah that you have to do it, then you're finished. You have to see to it, like the Gemara says, Kom Lamanes Ben Chavera Torah Malal HaKosuv Kilu Yelodo. So what does that mean? So many poskim say, you look in the first page in Eben Ezra, Daf Aleph, Amen Aleph. So some of the poskim on the side of the page, and the Chafetz Chaim has like this, and the Stipler has like this, and other poskim say like that. They say that one, let's say people can't have children, so if they teach Torah to others, if you megadol yosem etoch beso, amalamet ben chaver Torah, malal akasu kilu yelod, there's a partial kima mitzvah piri rivya by teaching Torah to someone else's children. That the mitzvah bishlimus of piri rivya is to transmit Yiddishkeit, Torah, and Torah values to the next generation that you have physically. This is your children. And then the Rambam says if a person is like Ben Azai, Nafshel Choshka Batorah, and he just can't get married, so then Rambam quotes the Gemara, Ein Biyodo Avon. So why is Ein Biyodo Avon? But he didn't do the mitzvahs, or Rabbi Soloveitchik said, because he was teaching Torah. Ben Azai was a Magid Shir, he was teaching Torah. So Malamed Ben Chaver Torah, Malal Akasa, Kili Yilod, there's a partial Kima mitzvah. Teaching Torah to other people. Yeah. So that's
but his kids are goyim, no?
That's another question. When the Gemara says that we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Hoy Lebonim Menoch Yusu Yeyotze, so the Rambam says Vinizgai Hu Bonavimo. The children also converted. So the Magen Mishnah writes that's a Dovah Poshut. If the children remain goyim, he's not Yotze Pirvirivi, only if they convert also. And others say, Marami Prague says, and the Vilna Gaon likes like that. No, it means, Afilu Nizgai Rabbanov. If only the father converts, then there's only one Gershon and Nizgai Kachinov Adami, he moved away from them. But if they convert also, not only did he move away from them, Gershon and Nizgai, they moved away from him. So it's a double Kachinov Adami. So one might have thought that's too much already. So the Rambam says, Afilu Nizgai Rabbanov Gamkein, you also hear it's a period of reading. Magen Mishnah says no. The Rambam meant to say you're only fulfilling the Pivarivya if the children convert. You're not. It's a Svar Pshuta. He thinks that you're not Yotze with non-Jewish children. That's a shot. What did the Rambam mean when he said v'nizgayru habonim gamken, dafke nizgayru or even nizgayru habonim? So if you say this pshat that koydem matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah Pivarivya was puravu milas arutz v'chibshua to populate the world. There was hardly anybody there. Adam Arishan. It's a whole empty world. So Milosaurus Vichibshua to populate the world. When he came around in Maimon HaSinai, the Rebbe Shalom decided enough, the world is sufficiently populated. He no longer needs the mitzvah of Milosaurus Vichibshua. So he said, Oli Yom Asayla Mapater, only B'nai Yisrael, from now on, only B'nai Yisrael Mechuyiv. And the Pashtus is the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. The nature of the mitzvah now is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation, not Milosaurus Vichibshua. Not that we should populate the world.
But the government remains like that to populate the world.
The Gemara says that after Matan Torah they're not mechuyev. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya B'nai Noach, the Gemara says, called mitzvah shenemra benishnis, mitzvah that was given kodem matan Torah, then was repeated in matan Torah, so after it was repeated, it's only libnei Yisrael, v'loilu omasoilu. The Nochem are no longer mechuyiv. They were mechuyiv up until Maimon HaSinai, they're mechuyiv in Piru B'rivya, and after Maimon HaSinai, they're not mechuyiv anymore. Only we're mechuyiv.
Not a mitzvah, but they're doing something right.
Shevis, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Novi. Lo tov baro the Shevis yitzorei. Baruch Shalom created the world that it should be populated. Yeah. So the Shevis applies even after Matan Torah, right? The Mishnah in Gittin quotes that pasuk. Lo tov baro the Shevis yitzorei. The tachlis abriya is that we should populate the world and do something and accomplish something in the world. So if the Ummah Soilim will have children and they'll educate them, fine. So there will be an Inyan, but they're not Mechuyiv anymore.
Even according to the other opinion that is Chalal Tol Mishamesh Bukum, that doesn't apply, that wouldn't apply by the Kohen.
Yeah, it doesn't apply, yeah. Yeah.
That's something that it's talking about Yiddish Mishamesh, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big problem.
No, then he'll. If you say that the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach, that is the essence of the mitzvah of Rivya, then you have to say like the Rambam, that only if there's Gaira Bonavimo, children also convert, so they'll get a new neshama. They'll get another two neshama. The children will have neshamas from the guf. They'll have a Yiddish neshama. Okay. But we don't really accept that. That's not really, we assume that that we do accept. But we don't accept that position, that is the nature of the mitzvah of Piruvirivya. Piruvirivya probably is either to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation, but then only Yotze if the children were in his gyro, or also Chveis to populate the world, but the Rabban Shalom only needs. Only instructed the Jewish people to populate. Even if they populate the world with non-Jewish children, also Yotze the mitzvah is very strange. Also Yotze the mitzvah. That's how the Vilna Goin in the Maralmi Prague, the Beishmuel on the side of the Ebenezer. Quotes the two pshatim, two shitas, and the Rambam. When the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechanan that Hoyel Abonim and Ach Yusuf in his gayer, that we paskin Yotze Piru Rivya, the Rambam says in his gayer and Abonim also in his gayru. So the Bishmol quotes the two pshatim that the Magen Mishnah says it's a svar pshuto. The Rambam holds a svar pshuto. You're not Yotze Piru Rivya with the non-Jewish children, and the others Maralmi Prague and the Vilna Gaon. They hold no. The Rambam meant even if in his gayru. If Lon is Gairu, it's more poshut that he is Yotze Piru B'Rivya. So the kasha that you ask is a strong kasha. How can, that's what the Shach Zayi think talks about, the Menachas Chinuch talks about. How can we say, like Rabbi Yechon, that Yotze in the mitzvah of Piru B'Rivya, well, children, they had Ben Ochi Yusuf, but he did the Maisa Mitzvah when he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. Like Itim Cholim Itim Shaita, and he listened to Shaifer, or he shook the Lulav, his manchu hu shaita, and then he heals the same day he's eating cholim, he's nisrapa on the same day. He has to shake the lulav and listen to the tekius again. You're not yotze with the mitzvah that you did. His man that he wasn't a bar chiyuva. So that's the kash. You have to say it's a different kind of a mitzvah here. Piruvirivya is a different kind of mitzvah. It's ongoing mitzvah. So if he's going to raise the children now, he's going to transmit Yiddishkeit to them now, so then he is yotze. So the shaila is, I would have said, like Rish Lakish, Gershon, it's got cut and another dummy. It's not my child. All right, there's a partial key in my mitzvah, but the full key in my mitzvah is if I raise my children. I give birth to children, they're my children, and I educate them. But if cut and another dummy, I convert, the children convert, cut and another dummy, not related to the children. So you should only be out superior wherever you're partially. You should be to have children now. Lakish and his gayer, that's the shaila. So they quote from Rav Elvala some kind of a comment that the only time you say Gershon is guy could cut and shenola dummy is only by kurvis, only by kreifim sulam leedus. We said yesterday that's a Gemara in Yevamos in the second parak, and by arayas that depends on kreifim. The menator the ger is muta b'choisa. It's only with the rabbanon that it's aser, and by yerusha, yeah. Because one was Jewish, one was not Jewish, so they're not Kroivim anymore. Fine. So the Rav Elvala Soloveitchik added on the reason why you say Kotn Shenola Dami by Kurvis is because the list of Arayas, the list of prohibited marriages based on relatives, is different by Jews and by non-Jews. the list by the Jews is bigger than the list by the non-Jews. So since it's different, so you can't say that he's still related to the relatives from before. The kurva, the dinim of kurvim are different. Or let's say koshalait is two brothers and his gaira koshalait is one. Because by Nochrim there is no such dinah kurvim apsulim leit. It's only by Israel. So the kurva before wasn't the same as the kurva now. Passes latest. Kurva when he was Benochri Yusuf didn't pass latest. So because the dinim are different. But by Yerusha, so that's the Shaila. Minatora Nochri is Yerusha Saviv Dartora. There is a din of Yerusha. But it's not the same as by us. Rashi writes there, Bein Abbas Yerushim, Rashi writes there at the end of Pchoris, I think. Bein Abbas Yerushim Ka'achas, and the Pchor doesn't get Pishnaim by Bnei Noach. So there is a din of Yerusha, but it's not exactly the same as by us. The Rish Lakish holds that you say Kekotin Shinola Dami. You say Kekotin Shinola Dami, so now, after he converted, he's going to get married, he's going to have children, so now he's going to have a Pchor. Now he's going to have a Pchor, he's going to get Pishnaim. Whoever was born before Kekotin Shinola Dami, and that doesn't count. Only counts now. And Rabbi Yochanan holds not so. Rabbi Yochanan holds that since by Bnei Noach there is a din of Yerusha, so you don't say Kekotin Shinola, you only say Kekotin Shinola Dami by Kurva. You know, it doesn't mean you wipe off the whole past history. It only applies to Kurva, and only applies to Kurva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, with the dinim are not the same. But by Bnei Noach, Koyde Matan Torah, they were Mechuyev in Piri Verivya. Even though now they're not, but Koyde Matan Torah, they were Mechuyev. So it's not that different. By Bnei Noach and by Israel, it's not that different. So you don't say Kotin Shinola Dami. What do you mean? But after Matan Torah, they're no longer Mechuyev. And the Yerusha is slightly different. What do you mean slightly? It's major difference. Bnei Bas Yerushin Ka'achas, and the Pachor doesn't get Pishnaim. Everything is different. I don't know, so he says, since it's not so different, so Rabbi Yechon holds that you don't say Kotin Shinola Dami. You only say Kotin Shinola Dami by Kurva if the dinim are very different. So what's Vastai's very different? Kurvim Psilim Leid is never applied at all by Bnei Noach. In the Arayas, there's a whole different table of prohibited marriages. The relatives are totally different.
Some are the same, though.
Some are the same. Yeah. That's questionable. Why Rabbi Yechanan puts the two together? It's a double machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish and Habal Yevimta. The end of Habal Yevimta, the Gemara there is talking about Piri Rivya, and then towards the end of Pchoris around Daf Mem Zayin or so, the Gemara has that machlekes when they get to Pishnaim also, where the Gershon is guy v'hoyel abanim menachu Yusa, and then he gets married and has more children. Does the child who was born after he was Nizgayer, is he entitled to Pishnaim or not? But he'd say, no. The Goyish child that he had before, you don't say Kotin Shinola Dami. Why should you not say Kotin Shinola Dami? Why should you not say Kotin Shinola Dami? Here the Gemara says, you do say Kotin Shinola Dami on Yerusha. The Pharisee, you do say Kotin Shinola Dami. I don't know. It's problematic. Why does Rabbi Yechna hold that you don't say Kotin Shinola Dami when you get to the Pishnaim, that the Pchor who's born after should get the Pishnaim, and when you get to Piri Berivim, it's a problem. Okay, so good question. What does the Gemara say? Av Gacham, so Ger, a Ger Yerusha Saviv Hanochri Midirabana, Zer Shemayachsel Surai. When I told you the Ger does not Yarshan the father, because Kekotin Shinola Dami. From this nun, they quote the Mishnah. What's the reason? Shemiyachzel asura. The Moshatanya Namihachi. Why? By Medva Mamurim. When does the Mishnah in Mishnah in Dubai? When does it have this kula? The Ger can tell his brother who's a Nochri. Tula Tova Dizav. And Eitel Moes. It's only Kishiyorshu when they got Yerusha from the father. So Yerusha Sager is only Midirabbanim. A Jew and a Goy go into business together, they accumulate a lot of money, and then among the assets that they have, you find Yai Nesach and you have Avodah Zarah. So then, B'nishtatva, he can say to his Goyish partner, Tula Tavodah Zarah, Bani Yatul Mois. Here it's a Din Derais and Nishtatvu. So that's Chalipe Avodah Zarah, then you're not allowed to do it. Okay. Avikachamus Hageri, Geris Hageri, and Lomidivitur, Lomidivresef. That's a gerish, the Yerush HaSaviv, Midirabbanan, Zerush HaMiyachsa L'Surah, Shem HaYachsa L'Surah. But Ger is Hager, if they both converted, or the Nochri should Yarshan the father Hager, so that is lo medivrei Torah, velo medivrei Torah, velo medivrei Sofer. You don't have such a dip. How does the Gemara know? This nun, whatever, the Tanya, there's a brisa that says, love a Muslim, a gersh, and his gar banavimo, the whole family converted, and he borrowed money from the father died, so it says, lo yachse lebanav, mechsein vecham nachemen, he shouldn't give it back. There's no midas chasidus to give it back, because menaterik kotten shenol, the domi, they're not related, and midarabonim, they never made a takon over here. Fregdim arkasha, ay, bohatanya, either bohatanya, bohatanan, whatever, there's a contradiction. There's another source, either Mishnah Braisa, where it says, not so, where it says, Beferish, that what? Ruach HaChamim is Narcheimenu, but Tanya Fakir, that we do recommend she give it back. So Gemara answers, Loi Kash, Kan Shai Rosa, Velos Big Dusha, Shalot Big Dusha, Kan Shai Rosa, Shalot Big Dusha, Velay Dosa Big Dusha. So what's the answer? What's the answer? What does the Gemara say? So which direction? What does Rashi learn over here? If you have a whole non-Jewish family and they all convert, everybody was Hayrasa v'leidosa shalob yigdusha. No one was related. First it was a non-Jewish family. A whole non-Jewish, a husband and a wife and a whole bunch of children. Then they all converted. So they were all related, but once they were on this gairu, he said, katn shenor l'adomi. So there, Hayrasa v'leidosa shalob yigdusha, so there no kurva even with the Rabbanon, and there is no Midas Chasidus that you should, the Chachamim never made a takana, then you should give it back. But if it's that's how Rashi does. But if it's Hayrasa Shalot Big Dusha, but they dosa Big Dusha, what do you mean? Let's say, husband and a wife, and the wife is pregnant. Non-Jewish family. Husband and wife, and the wife is pregnant with children. Twins, let's say, triplets, whatever. And then, the husband and wife, they decide they want to convert. So when they convert, so the children will be Hayrasa Shalot Big Dusha. Well, they dosa big dusha, but the whole family converted together. So Rashi says that's mechlef be Yisrael gomer. That's mechlef. If the whole family, the husband and the wife, and they have a few children, and then everybody converts, everybody had his own conversion. Each one had to be megayir on his own. So then, even with the rabbanon, they never required of us that we should. There should be a din yerushim with the rabbanon. There's no yerushim in our Torah because katan shenar ledami, and there's no takana with the rabbanon either that there should be a yerushim. But if it's Hayrasa Shalot Big Dusha, Loidas Big Dusha, the husband and the wife converted, and the wife was pregnant at the time she converts. So it's like we said yesterday, Maimon HaSinai. Everybody had to be Tovel in the Mikveh independently. Everybody was Tovel separately. But it was considered one big national Geirus for all of Klal Yisrael. Apparently they all became Jewish. Bevas Achas. And then, you don't say Kotin Shanon L'Dami at HaSinai. That was the Yisod from the Maharal Prague, not like the Meshech Chochma. By every other Geris, you say, Katan Shanola, Domi Bahar Sina, you don't? So the Pashta says, you got to say, because the Maharal Prague gives up a different reason why. Very unclear what he says. He said, because the Geris was Balkorcha. Because at Har Sina, Kof Aleim Har Kigigis, the Geris Balkorcha. You only say, Katan Shanola, Domi, if it's the Geris Midas. Why? So the Achrenim break their heads to try to understand what that explanation is. But the way Rav Soloveitchik said, the Pashta says, because there was one national Geirus for all of Klal Yisrael, the whole din of Geirushin is Gar Kut Shanel Adami only applies if one was Mizgar before the other. And usually that's the case. One was Mizgar at 10 o'clock in the morning, the other one was Mizgar at 11 o'clock in the morning. So there was a period of time that one was Jewish, one was not Jewish, so they weren't related. Then there's no Yachas between a Yisrael and a Noch, there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, there's no Kurve either. Even after the second one converts, he can't become a brother and a sister at the age of 25. Yeah. But if it's Hayrasa Shalot Big Dusha, Veleidasa Big Dusha, they have the couple, and their wife is pregnant, let's say with twins, and then she's Mizgair in the middle of the pregnancy. So the mother is Hayrasa Shalot Big Dusha, the mother's not Jewish, so the mother converted in the middle, and the babies were Hayrasa Shalot Big Dusha. But they do some big dusha. So that's like a whole Jewish family being megar. That's like the geirus of Klal Yisrael. As if the whole family was megar bevasachas.
The father
had to be megar on his own. He's not inside the wife's. Yeah. But we treat it as if the whole family converted together. That's what Rashi says. Mechlef Yisrael gamer. We treat them as if they're all Jewish. we treat them at the Rabban as if they're all Jewish. That's what Rashi learns. There would be a midas chasim at the Rabban and made a takana that then you should give the money back. Let's say I borrowed money from the father and the father dies, then I should give the money to the children. We treat it as if the whole family converted to vasachas. Because it was hayros and shalab yigdusha v'leidos migdusha. So based on this Rashi, that's the way Rashi learns. The Ri interprets everything fakert, everything backwards. The last six lines in the top Tosis on Yud Ches and Al. But that's how Rashi learns. The Tosis is bothered with Akasha from the Gemara in Bava Basu Kuf Mem Tes. What's the Gemara about Issa Giyora? Fascinating Gemara. Mr. Isser was a Ger. His name was Isser. And he was Megayer. So Issa Giyora had entrusted $12,000 by Rava. Rava had a yeshiva, so he always had to do fundraising. Whoever is a Rosh Yeshiva has to do fundraising. You have to be crazy to agree to become Rosh Yeshiva here. Whoever is Rosh Yeshiva has to do fundraising. So Rava had a fundraise. So Issa Giyora is on his deathbed, and he wants Rava to come give him back his money. And Rava is not going to go visit him. Rava does want to visit him, because then if he's going to go visit him, Issa Giyora had a son. What was his son's name? Rav Meri. We're not sure, is that Rav Meri Baruchel? Or is that Rav Meri? Rav Meri Baruchel, his mother was Rachel. So he was Harasa Veleidasa Bigdusha. Usually a girl converts. Issa Giyora was a Ger. But his son was Rav Meri. So the question is that in other Gemaras they talk about Rav Meri Baruchel. There's a Gemara in Yevamos that you can't appoint to a position of sorority. You're not allowed to appoint a ger, as it says, "Sam tos malach melch mikarav achalach tos la melch lo sucha losa selach yishnach reshaloy achichahu." That not only does it mean you may not appoint a president who's a non-Jew, yishnachri shaloy achichahu, you're not allowed to appoint a ger either to a position of sorority. Mikarav achecha means the Gemara says not only the Rosh HaMemshalah, not only the Melech and the Rosh HaMemshalah should be Miker Vachecha, Mimuvcha Shebachecha. The Gemara says, let's say there's a labor union and they appoint the president of the labor union for negotiating purposes to represent them. The Gemara says if you have many few thousand laborers belong to a union, they're not allowed to appoint a ger as the president of the labor union. That's the Gemara in Yavam. So the Gemara says, what about the Rav Meri Baruchel, that he was appointed to a position of Sarari? The Gemara says, no, Imam Israel, his mother was Jewish. He wasn't a ger. His mother was Jewish. That's Rav Meri Baruchel. His mother's name is Jewish. Why is he known by Rav Meri Baruchel? I'm not known by my mother's name. Who the Baal Shem Tov is known by his mother's name. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev is known by his mother's name. It's by the Chassidim, they call by his mother's name. But normal people, not by the chassidim, they call by the father's name. Why do they call Rav Meir Baruch? Why do you call him by the mother's name? So there are two pshatim and taisus in Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes. Either his mother was very prominent. His mother was a very prominent woman, more prominent than the father, so that he wanted to go the yichus to his mother. His mother was an isha chachama, an isha whatever, or his father was a prominent person. He wanted to identify with his mother's side of the family. It was better for his business purposes, whatever, to be known as Rav Meir Baruch. Either that, or because maybe Rav Meir Baruchel, maybe his father was a goy. That's what the Rashbam writes. And Baba Basra, that's Taisus there, and Baba Basra quotes the Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's the Pirush Rashbam, on the end of Baba Basra. He says, there is a Gemara that the daughters of Shmuel were taken into captivity by the goyim. And the Shvuyas Asura Lakoyim. Because the Mishnah in the second parak in Ksubis, the Shvuya, a woman who's held in prison by Goyim, is Asura Lekuhuna, because we're afraid maybe she was Nensa by the Goy. And a woman who is living with a non-Jew is considered a Zayin, Asura Lekuhin. If a woman is Nivola Lepasol or Psala, either woman Nivola Leakum, or Nivola Lemamzer, or Lechalol, even though a woman is permitted to marry a cholo, hetagoma, but if a woman lives by the cholo, she becomes nivla l'pasla l'psala, so she becomes a zayna, and she's asura l'koy. So that there's a din of shvuyim in the rabbanon, that if a woman was held captive by the goyim, you have to be concerned maybe she was nivula by the goyim. In Atar, it's not even a suffix, but it's a chumra in the rabbanon, farfetch chumra in the rabbanon. That's a shaila. After the Second World War, there were tens of thousands of women who were held in prison camps by the Nazis. So you should ask all of those women should marry kohanim. So I don't know why Rav Moshe doesn't have any tshuva about this. Maybe he held the chumra. He doesn't have any tshuva at all about this. After the war, all the rabbanim in Europe would make all that they were allowed to. And the rabbi from Switzerland, Chelkas Yaakov, has a tshuva. So he was matir, and they all went along with him. He said that since it was against the law that the Nazis are not allowed to sleep with a Jewish woman, because they considered the Jews like dogs. So it's like Mishka Behema. And if they would find out that someone was living with a Jewish woman, they would lose their position in the army. They would be punished. So therefore we know that they weren't nivolo. Okay. But that's the din of shvuyah. There is a din of shvuyah. So there's a Mishnah in Ksubis that if I know that a woman was a shvuyah and she swears on a stack of Bibles that she was a tohirani, so she's in an amenas. Unless there's an edechot who comes and says, I was there with her, and I know that she's tohira. If it's her own husband, then the Mishnah says it's no good. Let's say she was in prison and the husband's there in prison, and he says, Lo zozo yodi mitoch yodi, I was there the whole time and she wasn't nensa, she wasn't nivala. So the Mishnah says, Eidonim neman alayde atzma. The husband and the wife are considered like Baal ki ishtoi, Eidonim neman alayde. The Baldover is not neman to say that she wasn't nensa. But what happens if we don't know that whether she was nishbas or not? We don't know who she is. A woman comes to town, we don't know her story. So she comes and says, Nishbasi utahoirani. I was held captive by the goyim in prison for a couple of months, but they didn't touch me. They didn't attack me. So then she has an emanus, a pesha as a peshiite. We only know that there's an issue because she said Nishbasi. If she wouldn't have said Nishbasi, we would know that there's a shaila of shvuya. So if she's the whole source of the problem, then you say, Apesha also, she's the one who is the menace to create the whole problem. Apesha iti, she's the menace to say it to Hoirani. So the Gemara says that Banse de Shmuel, in the context of that Mishnah, so Shmuel's daughters were held captive by the Goyim, by the pirates. And they wanted to hold up the Jewish community to pay ransom money. So they knew the din. They heard their father, Elohim Mishnah, they knew the din, that if the captives are going to, the captors, the Goyish pirates are going to come into the base medrash and they're going to show that we have two Jewish girls there in the truck, and if you want to ransom them, we want to get $20,000 for each one. So if they're going to come in, then the jig is going to be up, they're going to be shvuyas. So they said, let us go into the base medrash and we'll negotiate for you. So they went, each one went into the base medrash and each one said nishbeisi tohorani. Then the next one said nishbeisi tohorani. And then she said, and by the way, the guy wants $20,000 to free us. So if the goy would have walked in, so then they would see that the two girls were shvuyas, that they'd be asur l'koyim. But because they had a pesha, so even though later on, it turns out, now we know on our own, we find out 20 minutes later that the woman is a shvuya, because the others are standing there with guns, with rifles, and they're going to say, either you put up the money and we're going to take the girls back again. But since at the time that they had them on us, it was pesha, so pesha iti, even though later we didn't need them to make the Peshasa, we see on our own that she's a Shvuya. So that's a Kula. We'll make all over there. So the Gemara seems to have said that Banse de Shmuel, the daughters of Shmuel, were both Shvuyas, and they both knew this trick, and they both went in, and each one said, Nishbeisei Torani. So Tosfos says, so what is the Rashbam hacking at Shainik? Rashbam says, Isig Yoira was a Goy, who attacked Shmuel's daughter. He was Mizana with Shmuel's daughter. He was Ma'ana Shmuel's daughter. She became pregnant with Rav Meri Bar Ochel. Why is he called Meri Bar Ochel? Because he's not related to his father. His mother's name was Rochel. Rochel was the daughter of Shmuel. And she was the one who was Nishbas. So they said, what do you mean? But she said, Nishbasi Tohorani. If she's pregnant with Mary, so she's not Tohorani. So she was an Nansa. So they says the Rashbam is wrong. It's not the same person. Not the same person. This is. It doesn't say over here that this is Mary Baruchel. Here it says Rab Mary. Rab Mary was the. You can have more than one person with the same name. So, His name was Issa Giyara. And he had a son, Mary, and the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Nadav, Kuf Mem Tes, Rav Mary, the son of Issa Giyara, was Harasa Shaloi Big Dusha, Vilei Dasa Big Dusha. It was Harasa Shaloi Big Dusha. So how does Tosis understand the Gemara? That it was a non-Jew married to a non-Jewish woman, and she was pregnant, and the family decided they're going to convert. So they converted when the wife was pregnant. So the baby, Mary, not Mary Baruch, the mother wasn't Jewish. If the mother's Jewish, it's not called Hayrasa Shalot Bigdusha. Mother's Jewish, so the kid is Jewish. Hayrasa Veleidasa Bigdusha. The father's a goy. What's the din if a non-Jew lives with a Jewish woman? So is the baby Jewish or not? So there is an opinion that not. There are three different opinions. When you have a mixed marriage, what's the status of the children? Tosis at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, and the last Amud Beis in the first parak in Yevamos, Tosis points out that there are three opinions in the Tanoim. One opinion is that in order to be Jewish, you have to have the father and the mother both have to be Jewish. One opinion is if the father or the mother is Jewish, like the Reform have accepted that, patrilineal descent, either the father or the mother. And the opinion that's accepted l'aloch is what it says in the Mishnah. It all depends on the mother. If the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. Even if the father is a goy, and if the mother is not Jewish, even though the father is Jewish, the child is not Jewish. It all depends on the mother. So Rabbi Kevege writes over there in the Gilyan Ashas at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, where did Tosis see that there are three opinions? The Mishnah says all depends on the mother. If the mother is Jewish, so the Chazon Ish has a long paragraph on that Tosis, the end of the first parak in Yevamos. He shows where you have all the three sheets in the Gemara. Rabbi Kevege is right. By the time it came to Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi decided that that's the psak. It all depends on the mother. We have ignored already almost 2,000 years. We ignore that opinion that you need both parents to make them Jewish. We ignore the opinion that it's either the father or the mother. The Reform woke up a few years ago. Oh, they discovered America. They rediscovered the Shita that was rejected 2,000 years ago, patrilineal descent, either the father or the mother. We have rejected both Shitas. The Shita that you need both parents to be Jewish, the Shita that either parent makes you Jewish, the only Shita we accept is it all depends on the mother. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Bizman HaGemara, there were three Shitas. Bizman HaZad, there's only one Shita. So that's the Shaila. That's the Gemara says again, and Baba Basa Kuf Mem Tes, Issa Giyora had entrusted $12,000 to Rabbah. And Issa Giyora on his deathbed wants to give the money to his son, Mary. Doesn't say Mary Baruch. He wanted to give the money to Mary, who was Hayrasa Shaloi Bigdusha Veleidasa Bigdusha. So the Pasha Pshat is Mr. Isser and his wife were not Jewish, and the wife was pregnant, and then he converted, the wife converted, and the baby was converted along with the mother. All three of them converted. So it was Hayrasa Shaloi Bigdusha Veleidasa Bigdusha. So the way Rashi learns in our Gemara, if the whole family converted all together, if everybody was born and everybody's Megayer on their own, so then there isn't even Midirabbanim, there isn't even a Takana Midirabbanim, that you have to give him back the money. But if it's Hayrosa, Shalav, Bigdusha, Bagdasa, Bigdusha, we treated the baby with the mother when the Gayer were Megayer simultaneously. So even though the father was Megayer separately, we treated it as if, like Maimon Hasin, it was one big national Geiris for everybody. So Rashi says, we'll treat it as if it's one big Geiris for the whole family, the father, the mother, and the Uber, all together, and then Mechlev B'Yisrael, then you should give the Yerusha. So that's Tosis Kasha against Rashi. According to Rashi, Rava should have given the money to Rab Mary. He should get it B'Yerusha, mid the Rabbanan. It should be Rochacham and Echemenu. The proper route should be that you should have given the money to the son. Because the Gemara says that it was Hayrosa Shalab Yigdusha. So we should treat it as if the whole family converted together. According to the Rashbam learned together with his grandfather Rashi. Whenever there's a machlokes, very often there's machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, Rashbam always sticks up for Rashi. Rashbam, Rabbi Natan was a little baby when Rashi died. So Rabbi Natan felt very free to reject a lot of Rashis. But the Rashbam always stuck to the Rashis. So maybe the Rashbam over here, the Rashbam got it from Rashi. Rashbam there says that this Rab Mary was Rab Mary Baruchel, and his mother was the daughter of Shmuel. Tosfos said, how can it be? But the Gemara said, they both said, Nishbeisi Torani. Now she's coming, she was pregnant from the Goy. I don't know. Maybe it's another daughter. Another daughter. I don't know. So according to the Rashbam, it wasn't the Hirasa Shalob, the baby, Rab Mary, wasn't the Hirasa Shalob, Bigdusha Leidos, Bigdusha. Rab Mary is Rab Mary Barachel. The mother was Jewish all along. So the baby was Jewish all along. Hirasa Leidos, Bigdusha. But the father was a goy when he made the mother pregnant, Rachel, married by Rachel. The mother was Rachel, Bansi de Shmuel. So the father was a goy, and then the goyish father decided to convert in the middle of the pregnancy of the girl. Maybe he married her. Maybe Shmuel didn't let him marry her. I don't know. Whatever happened over here. So according to the Rashbam, that it was Rab Mary Bar Rochel. So why is it called Hirasa Shalab Bigdusha Leidasa Bigdusha? That's what on the side, this little Gemara, this little Shas, on the side of the Gemara, every so often they print some comments. So they have a comment printed from the Tshuvas of Rab Yankev Emden that the Loshon HaGemara is Megumgum. Tamua, he says, he quotes, Shelas Yavetz Chelik Bey Simen Chav Beis. I think it says. Okay, Rabbi Yankev Hemden. Tamua. Anachri Haboa Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher. So there is one opinion in Tosfos, but we don't pass like that. There is one opinion. Anachri Haboa Bas Havlad Kosher means he's not a mamzer, but he's not Jewish. And you have to be Megayer the baby. In order that the child should be Jewish, you need the mother and the father both have to be Jewish. And if the father's a Nachri and the mother is Jewish, so the Vlad will not be Jewish, and Avlad Kosher means Likishay is Gayer, he won't be considered a Mamzer. There was an opinion, Akma Babasa Avlad Mamzer, the Gemara attributes that to Rabbi Akiva, so we don't pass on Avlad Mamzer, we pass on Avlad Kosher, but he's a Kosher Goy, he's not a Kosher Yid, and Yidi gives. But we don't hold like that. There is such an opinion. Tais is laid in Kiddushin, the end of the Masechta. There is. Rabbi Kiveger on Yeridaya always quotes those of Achoshish for the Taisus. That you may have an akma, Baal Bas Yisrael should be Megayer the Vlad. But we don't really follow that opinion. We're not even choshish for that opinion. I think Chacham Avadi was choshish for that opinion, if I'm not mistaken. But most are not choshish for that opinion. So he says, what does the Gemara, Rabbi Yankev Hemden in the Tshuva says in Shelas Yavetz, what does the Gemara say that Rab Mary Baruch was Hayrosu Shelo Bigdusha Lidosu Bigdusha? He says the mother was Jewish. Akma Boa Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher. If it's Bas Shmuel, according to the Rashbam, in Cain, Hayrasa Veleidosa is Bigdusha. So why do you call Hayrasa Shalom Bigdusha? It means when the girl became pregnant with Mary, the man who made her pregnant was not Jewish. By the time the baby was born, the man who made her pregnant was Jewish. But usually the exception, Hayrasa Shalom Bigdusha, Dosa Bigdusha, goes on the baby. The mother became pregnant with the baby wasn't Jewish in the first 3 months of pregnancy. In the last 6 months of pregnancy, the baby was Jewish because the mother converted. He is saying the mother was Jewish from the beginning to the end. If Rab Mary in the Gemara is Rab Mary Bar Rachel, the mother's name was Rachel. She was Jewish all along. So the baby was Hayrasa V'leidasa B'Kedusha, but it was Hayrasa of the baby when the man who made her pregnant was not Jewish. And by the time the Leida occurred of the baby, then the man who made it pregnant had already converted. But that doesn't change the status of the baby. How does that have any effect at all? It's a very strange. Why, according to the Rashbam, that this Rab Mary is Rab Mary Bar Rochel. So why does the Gemara use Tamui? He says, why does the Gemara use an expression that is Hayrasa Shaloi Bigdusha Veleidos Bigdusha? It could be that's a teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks on Rashi, what's again the story there in the Gemara? The Gemara tells the story, this non-Jew who converted, he was known as Issa Giyara, and he had entrusted, that was his mistake, he entrusted Rava with $12,000. And then he's on his deathbed, and he wanted Rava to come, and his son, Mary, is there taking care of the father on the deathbed. So he wants Rava to come visit him, and he wants to tell Rava, I want to give the $12,000 that you have, that belongs to me, it's because for me, I want you to give it to my son, it's his biological son, Mary. Why would that be binding? That's a kinyan that's called Maimon Shloshnim. The end of the first parak in Gittin. There's a kinyan Maimon Shloshnim. On the level of the rice, it doesn't exist. even on the level of Rabbanan. Gemara calls it Hilchas Abalai Taima. It means that usually the din of the Rabbanan have a certain mahalach. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. This is that Takana of the Rabbanan has no mahalach. Made a Takana of the Rabbanan that if all three are together, the Shomer and the Mafkid and the Mekabel HaMatana. So if I say, you have my $12,000, I want you to give it to my son, who Al Pidin is not my son, because I was a goy when I make the woman pregnant, I want you to give the money to my son. So that's kinda, that's a kinyan, and my Mishloshtan is kinda. So Robert didn't want to go visit him on his deathbed, because he knows, even if he doesn't carry the money with him, the father, Issa Giyora, is going to make a kinyan, my Mishloshtan. Robert wanted the money for his yeshiva, whatever. For Anim, whatever he needed the money for himself. He didn't want to give the money to Mary. So he didn't go visit him. And then they were talking in the yeshiva about this, that Rav is not going to go visit Mary because he doesn't want to lose the money. So someone said in the yeshiva, well, the father can always pull a fast one. Mary, Issa Giyora, on his deathbed, can make Ohedoas Balvin. He can make a statement that $12,000 that I entrusted in Rava 2 years ago, I asked him to hold the money for me, that $12,000 was never my money. That money all along belonged to my son, Mary, and then it's his money. So the Gemara says he can outsmart Rava anyway. He can make Ohidos Baldin that the money that he gave over to Rava as a Bikon 2 years ago was never his money. So somebody leaked out the secret to Issa Giyora. And that's what he made a statement. Oh, the money that I entrusted with Rava, the $12,000, was never my money. The money belonged to my son. So Rava was very upset. Why did they tell him the secret? That he could make an Udisa. He could make a Hedos Baldin. They were mafsing me the $12,000. I could have used the money more than Mary. That's the story. That's the story in the Gemara. So Tosis asks Akasha. The Gemara says there, I'm Kuf Mem Tesam and Aleph, that this Rav Mary, the son of Issa Giyora, was Hayrosa Shalom Bigdusha, Leidosa Bigdusha. So Taisus took the Gemara literally, because Taisus said it's not Rav Mary Baruch, it's not Banse Dishmuel, if it's the way the Rashbam says. If it's Banse Dishmuel, so she was Jewish all along, so the baby was not Hayrosa Shalom Bigdusha. So then it's a misnomer, it's not her. When she became pregnant with the baby, the father was a goy. When by the time she gave birth to the baby, the father had converted. But that's not called Hayrosa Shalom Bigdusha, Hayrosa Bigdusha. That expression does, that's Rabbi Yankee Ben, the expression, the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, that this was the daughter of Shmuel, and the mother was always Jewish. How does the Gemara call him Hayrosa? But maybe that's how Rashi learned. Maybe the Rashbam got it from Rashi. So maybe that's how Rashi understood. And the only time Rashi says, Mechlef, the top line here, on Yud Ches Amun Aleph, If it's Hayrosa Shalom Bigdusha, Veleidosa Bigdusha, that Mechlev be Yisrael Gomor, when is that? That's if the non-Jewish couple converts and the wife is pregnant. So by the time the baby is born, it's Hayrosa Shalom Bigdusha, Veleidosa Bigdusha. They treat it as if it was one big act of conversion on the whole family. Because the mother and the fetus converted simultaneously. When the mother was Tevel in a mikveh, that's the Gemara Yivam, Mizdaf Ayin Ches. A woman, a non-Jewish woman who is pregnant, who converts and is tovel in the mikveh, so when the baby is born, you don't have to be matal a baby again. The baby is Jewish and he doesn't need another tefillah. That's what it says in the Dogel Mervov on the side in the Yerideya, says that that's only if the Bez knows that the woman is pregnant. If the Bez knows another woman is pregnant, so then you can't say the Bez is supervising the gerus of the Uber. They didn't even know that there was an Uber. That's why whenever a woman converts, so they always ask her, are you pregnant? In case she's pregnant, so the Beznan will be considered as if they're supervising not only the geris of the woman, supervising the geris of the fetus as well. Yeah. A couple of years ago, there was a girl who converted. Every Shabbos she would go, she wasn't Jewish, every Shabbos she would go either to Muncie, to Borough Park, or to Flatbush, always hanging out with very, very religious people. And then when she converted, so the Bezin asked her, are you pregnant? She said, no, I'm single, I'm not pregnant. Then she found out later on that miraculously, she was pregnant. Miracle happened, she was pregnant. So, So she wanted to know, so some friend of hers called me up, they wanted to know, did that invalidate the whole conversion? because she didn't know. She didn't mean to tell a lie. She didn't know that she was pregnant. So I said, no. They always ask, are you pregnant? It doesn't invalidate her conversion. The Bezin wasn't aware that there was an Uber. So according to the Dogel Mevava, the comments of the Nadi Yehuda on the side of the big Yeridaya, so when the baby will be born, they have to be Megayah, they have to be Matavala baby again. So then she was embarrassed about that. She didn't want everybody to know. So she wanted to know if she'll go to Mikveh a second time. She'll tell the Bezin now that she's pregnant. She'll go to Mikveh a second time. And then she'll marry the boy quickly, so the baby will be born after 8.5 months. Okay, so would that be okay? So that was a big machlokes. Maybe the Gemara says Muberish and Izgaira Beno Einu Tzarch Tvila, that the Tvila of the mother is good for the Uber. That's only if the Tvila mother is good for the mother. Then Agav, that is good for mother, is good for the Uber as well. But here the mother is Jewish already. Here the mother already is Jewish. The Gemara says it's a problem of chatzitza. The Gemara says the mother's body should be a chatzitza for the Uber. So the Gemara says no, it's good. It could be it's only not a problem if the same Tvila is oila for the mother, then it's oila for the Uber as well. But if the mother already converted last week, and now she finds out that she's pregnant, now she's going to be tovel in the mikvah only for the Uber, only for the sake of the Uber. So that's questionable whether that tefillah would be good for the Uber. So I thought it's no good. And someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, he said it's no good. And someone else, Rabbi Zalman Nechemir, printed at Vatera that it is good. And then when the Yestimate Rabbinical Conference, he said it's good, Shiloh doesn't know. And then the other Rabbonim in America had a machlokes. Okay. So Shiloh, what the din is in such a case? So it could be that Rashi is not bothered with that Gemara. Could be Rashi learned the Gemara like the Rashbam. Rashbam always quotes Rashi. He always quotes Rashi and he always follows Rashi. A lot of times he quotes and he follows Rashi. So it could be that Rashi would only say, "Hey, Rasa shalom b'gdusha, v'leidosa b'gdusha, mechlef b'Yisrael." That's if the mother converted when she was pregnant, so he treated as if the whole family converted to Vasachas. Like Maimon HaSinai was one big geris for everybody. So you don't say kikotin shenola dami dem in Torah. So here, if the whole family converted together, so I mean, the rabbanon you treat it as if it's one big conversion, mechlep Yisrael. But over here, the mother was Jewish all along. It's Mary by Rachel. The mother was Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel. And the story there in Ksubis that the two daughters came and he said, there's were different two daughters of Shmuel. This is the third daughter of Shmuel. Maybe three daughters were Shvuyas. I don't know. So then maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer. Tosfos gives a different answer.
The Tosfos Harosh gives this answer
that Rebbe's giving. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes.
What's the core for this din that you need to be born to a Jewish mother and not just and you need to be conceived and born to a Jewish mother in order to be Jewish? You're saying a kid who's conceived by a non-Jewish mother and then born when the mother is Jewish
yeah.
is not considered Jewish. What's the core? Judaism is defined by your conception, not just by when you're born.
It's a question, is that really what it says in the Gemara? Let's say a non-Jewish woman converts when she's pregnant and then the baby is born. So by the time the baby is born, the mother is Jewish. So at the time of Leila, the mother is Jewish. So the Gemara says, let's say the Dogel Mevava says, if the Bezin wasn't aware of the fact that the woman was pregnant, then you have to be tovel the baby again. And if you're not tovel the baby is a goy? That's strange. A Jewish woman gives birth to a baby, the baby bounces out, the mother Jewish and the baby is not Jewish. Is that possible? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, like Rav Shimon Shkop, if you hold like this, the baby's going to be Jewish anyway. Because at the time of Leida, the mother was Jewish already. The baby's going to be Jewish. The only question is, there's a mitzvah that a ger, ha-mizgayer, has to be tovel in a mikvah. Let's say if it's a man. So you need milo or tefillah and kabbalah sal mitzvah. So what if you did the tefillah, you didn't do the milo? What if you did the milo, you didn't do the tefillah? So there is an opinion in Tanaim that the tefillah is not miyakev. If you did the milo, the tefillah is not miyakev. So if the tefillah is not miyakev, he's Jewish anyway, you can be tzarif into a minion, he can daven for an omen and so on. So why do you need the tefillah at all? The answer is a mitzvah. A geshen is gayer, is a mitzvah that he should be tovel in the mikvah. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought, like Rav Shimon Shkop, and other, they say the baby's going to be Jewish anyway. Ben Kovako, baby's going to be Jewish anyway. But if the Bezin wasn't aware that she was pregnant, then there'll be a mitzvah after the baby will be born to be tovel him in the mikvah, but the tefillah won't be miyakev. The baby's going to be Jewish anyway.
What makes his baby a ger, though? You're saying it's a...
He's
it's
born to a Jewish mother.
So he's not a ger, then. He's just a Jewish baby. You're saying what one of the tefillahs is to a ger? He's not a ger. He was never a non-Jew. He's always...
No, at the beginning of the pregnancy, he was not Jewish. Beginning of the pregnancy, the mother was not Jewish. So the beginning of pregnancy, the fetus was not Jewish. So that's what some suggest. The Dvar Avram has such a suggestion. Kavna Rav has in his sefer. He says the first 40 days of a pregnancy, the Gemara considers it Maya Bialma. Let's say if a woman has a miscarriage, but within the first 40 days, that's called Maya Bialma. And it's dam, it's like dam anida, it's metame like that, like a rias nida, but there's no din of tumas mace. If the woman has a miscarriage after 40 days, it is a din of tumas mace. It's an nafel. Within 40 days, it's not really 40 days, around 43, 44 days, something like that, when the tzuras avlad begins to be formed. The fetus is something like an inch by an inch, around the 43rd day or so. And at the beginning, it's like a tiny little shape of a human figure on the fetus at that time. So it's not exactly 40 days. So the Dvar Avraham has such a suggestion that if the Muberes, the non-Jewish woman, was Mizgair within the first 40 days of pregnancy, then the baby is considered Jewish from the beginning to the end. It's called Hayrosa V'Leidosa B'Kedusha. But if she converts after the first 40 days, and the beginning of the pregnancy, first 40 days, Maya Bialma. Doesn't count. After the first 40 days, then it's called Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha Vleidosa Bikdusha. But if she'll convert within the first 40 days, so the baby was never a non-Jew. The mother was Jewish from the very beginning of the Tzuras Avlat. The first 40 days doesn't count. That's not considered the Heroin. It's called Maya Bialma. That's a big Chiddush. He says himself it's a wild Chiddush. Because there's a discussion about there's a contradiction about Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha Vedas Bikdusha about Pidyon HaBen. How could it be Pidyon HaBen on a ger? There's Pidyon HaBen on a ger. So that's what he suggests. It depends whether she was tovel in the mikveh within the first 40 days or after the first 40 days. If the mother's megar within the first 40 days, so we treat the uber as if it's Hayrosa Vedas Bikdusha because he was never a non-Jew. If the mother is tovel in the mikvah, the mother is mizgari after the first 40 days, so then the baby started off his life as a fetus, as an non-Jew, then it's considered a ger, then for sure there won't be any pidyon HaBen. That's questionable. Anyway, so that's the shayla. Rashi learns the Gemara in one direction. If it's hayrosu shalom bikdusha v'leidosa bikdusha, then mechlep Yisrael, then rocha cham v'neichemen, then they would encourage him to give back the money. So Tosfos says, how's Rashi going to deal with the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Mem test? The Gemara says, Issa Giora had a son, and the son was Mary, and the son was Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha V'Leidosa Bikdusha. That's the Loshon HaGemara. So Tosfos takes it literally, Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha V'Leidosa Bikdusha. And the Gemara says, Rava didn't want to give him the money. And Rava was upset that someone told him how to make an Udisa. Rava wanted to pocket the money. So Tosfos asked, why wasn't it Midas Chasidus, it should be Rosh Hashanah. Rava didn't want to follow the recommendation of the Chachamim. So this motivates Tosfos to give a whole different shot opposite from Rashi. If it's Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha V'Leidosa Bikdusha, then it'll be Mechel B'Yisoy, may come to a Michshol, so then you should, then it's not proper to give Yerusha. But if it's Hayrosa V'Leidosa Shalom Bikdusha, everybody knows that they're not related. Then there's a Midas Chasidus ben de Rabba. Just the opposite from Rashi. Just the Hepa from Rashi. Yeah. So that's what I suggested. It could be, say, Taisa Roshas. Could be that the Rashbam's shot there in the Gemara, that it's not what it means. It doesn't mean what it says. That Rab Mary was Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha Leidosa Bikdusha. Rab Mary was Hayrosa Leidosa Bikdusha. His mother was Jewish all along. The father converted in the middle when the mother was pregnant. So if that's the pshat, it has nothing to do with Agmar. Agmar is talking Hayrosa Shalom Bikdusha V'Leidosa Bikdusha. The mother converted in the middle. We treat it as if the whole family converted. Okay, good enough. Then the Gemara quotes Nocha Braisa. Let's see, Tan Rabbanan. Gemara quotes another Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, 10 lines from the top. Yesh b'ivri yishem b'ivri, yesh b'ivri yishem b'ivri. Yesh b'ivri shehu yotze b'shanim b'yovel of the Misa Sot, Moshenikem b'ivri ya. It's a pella. What Omar v'ri is yotze? The Gemara is going to ask right away. Omar Mar says in the Brass, yesh b'ivri yishem b'ivri, of the Gemara in a mini, it's not so. The Mishnah says, Yisera lov Omar v'ri yishem b'ivri yishem b'ivri yishem b'ivri yishem b'ivri yishem b'ivri yishem and b'simon, she is yotze b'sheisha b'yovel. How do you tell me that it's yesh b'ivri yishem b'ivri? And for the Gemara, Merav Sheisha is Kigon Sheyio Odom. If the Odom was Meyai, the girl, then she's not Yotze B'Sheisha B'Yoifel. So how is she Yotze B'Simonim? Doesn't read straight. The Gemara asked that Kach. Gemara says, no. Im lo yodo, if lo yodo, then Yotze B'Simonim. But if you Odo, then she's not Yotze with anything. So Gemara said, Pshita. If you Odo, it's a regular Eishesish. Regular Eishesish, you need a get. Pshita, Gita Baya. Well, what's the Chiddush? Gemara says, no, ma with the tema, asher lo yoda, when you do yiud, the yiud is superimposed on top of the shivchus. And the shivchus can be broken with sheish or with yoivel, so the whole ishus could be undone. So kamash malan, that is not so. Well, a wild havamina. Okay, so that's yesh b'ivri, shem b'ivriya. Once the yivriya has yiud, so then she's not yotze b'sheisha b'yoivel, she's not yotze b'simonim either. If lo yoda, then she's yotze b'sheisha b'yoivel or b'simon. Fine. Then it says, Yesh b'ivri, Hashem b'ivri. Yesh, what's Yesh b'ivri, Hashem b'ivri? Yotze b'simanim. Okay, that we know. Ve'en in the Makaris v'nishnis. What does that mean? You can't sell her a second time. The father has the ability, her father has the right to sell a daughter once, and that's it. You can't sell a daughter twice. Masheni can have it ivri, can be sold twice. So that's what the Gemara asked. It's not so it says, B'gnei v'asai. How do you say that the Eved Ivri can be sold twice? It's a beferish against the din. The Gemara is going to give the two answers of Ivarov. Okay, tomorrow Belinetta will have to pick up from here. Okay. There's a fascinating Minchas Chinuch. I think we spoke about that. Big Nebosa v'lo big Feilo. I think we spoke about it. So we'll talk about it tomorrow again.
Ready? I heard that some poskim were machmir if a child's father was not Jewish, not to give him a mila on Shabbos, just to wait till the ninth day.
I think you vaguely quote that because so, the mila is a mila shel geirus. They don't really know like that.
So what was the Rav machmir for it?
I don't think the Rav liked that. I was upset why Chacham Avadim said the Chacham Avadim was machmir. He said, you don't know.
The second half of that Tosfos, the reek.
Yeah.
So I never understood.
The opposite.
Isn't the opposite in sort of the it doesn't go so fast.
I mean, I don't know if they don't have water at all. The Isser would be the tear top. With this other Isser, they're not killing a goy.
Yeah, it's up, maybe a little bit.